The debate over the debt ceiling is raising questions about what federal managers should be doing to prepare for possible cutbacks or shutdowns at their agencies. Treasury says just 2 weeks remain before the government runs out of money to pay for some of its obligations. And we continue our coverage of the debt debate with John Palguta. He is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy and Tom. Always glad to be here. And boy, are we living in interesting times.
Let me ask you about that. From a historical perspective, have you seen this happen before since you've been at the partnership?
Well, actually, Amy, I haven't seen this before since I've been around government, which is a much longer period of time. And the fact of the matter is, this is really unprecedented. I don't think in the history of our republic have we faced this situation. Just to clarify, you know, this is different, and you've been talking about this. This is different from a lapse of appropriation, which is a situation where we have money available, but Congress has not authorized agencies to spend the money. They haven't given them an appropriation. And we've done that before. Agencies know what to do. You know, you determine who's exempt, who's not exempt, and all that. We have history to work on. In this situation, we have a situation where governments run out of money, and we've locked up the national credit card. And so agencies have the approval to spend. They have their appropriation, but there's the chance, if the debt ceiling is not raised, that there's simply not enough money to go around. It's like, you know, being in your personal finances. You've got the stack of bills, and you look at what's in your paycheck, and they don't match up.
So what should federal managers be thinking about now? There's 2 weeks before the August 2nd deadline. Do they have to prepare for the worst, and how do you do that?
Well, this is a really tough situation for a federal manager because literally, and I know you've got employees knocking on the door saying, hey, boss, you know, what's going on? We have obligations. Am I going to be coming to work after August 2nd if the debt ceiling's not raised? Will I get paid? And, you know, we haven't been through this situation before, so we really don't have answers. You know, the deal is money's still going to be coming in. Revenues will be generated, but in a given month, you know, according to the Bipartisan Policy Center, you know, we are about $132 billion short just for the, you know, the month of August. And what that could mean, for example, and I know the Congressional Budget Office in 95 opined that, well, employees would not be sent home, checks would continue to be issued, but they don't know if they, you know, if they can honor those checks. So that's like, you know, telling somebody, well, you can continue to write checks to pay the bills, but not all of those checks are going to clear, which is going to land you in legal trouble if you did that as a private citizen. But for government, it could be, you know, employees come to work, but we don't know if we're going to be making, you know, deposits because most pay now is electronically transferred. We don't know if that transfer is going to be made to your checking account. And that's not very satisfying. Alternatively, and part of the problem here is because money's still coming in, the president, Treasury, OMB, there's some confusion as to who has the authority to decide what bills get paid. You could continue to pay the debt the interest on the money that we owe to China and elsewhere. You can continue to pay some of the bills, but there's some things you can't, and you have to decide which is which. Confusion over how that works. And so as a manager, you've got employees knocking on your door. I think what you have to do are, you know, at least three things. First, you have to listen to the concerns of employees. Even if you don't have answers, you can't say, look, go away, I'll let you know when I know. It's, you know, you do have to tell them, I don't know, because I don't know any manager out there that really has answers, because I think the answers have not been formulated yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you tell them, like, I don't have information, but tell me what you're concerned about. I mean, you know, what are the implications? It may be that they're afraid that, you know, they're not going to be able to manage their personal finances, and you need to talk through options. Maybe there's, you know, worst case scenario planning. Maybe there are things that individual employees can do to take out some personal loans. You hate to incur that obligation, but
John, let me just jump in here for a second and reintroduce you. John Palguta is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Got about a minute and a half left. You say there's 3 points. Listen to concerns. What are the other two?
Okay, let them know what you don't know, which is a lot. And number three is, commit to sharing with them information when you have it. So it is. I'll let you know what I know when I know it and follow through on that. And then, you can also make sure if you're middle management or first-line supervisors, make sure up the line that your bosses, as a manager, your bosses know what the concerns are of employees, and you do your best to respond. Not a good situation. And the bottom line is we've got to hope that common sense does prevail and the debt ceiling is raised.
And by the way, the adjunct faculty that you use in seminars and so forth, that is your federal contacts of the partnership. Are they telling you that there is uncertainty occurring within agencies right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I've got about 20 agency representatives coming over here within the hour. We're going to be having a conversation, not just about this, but clearly this is going to come up, and I'll get some direct information. But I'm pretty sure that the chief human capital officers and other folks that I know, they simply don't have answers yet, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on this morning. But yeah, this is unprecedented. This is really a unique time in the history of government, and we've got to hope that, as I said, that saner heads prevail and that we get past this without doing too much damage.
John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, thanks for joining us, and keep the radio on too when you're over there.
I will, Amy and Tom, and you guys take care too, and thanks for covering this for us.
All right, and you can find this information, more information here, this interview again at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.